Kedushin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches 2:8. And this Mishnah wants to answer the question, what happens if a person attempts to be Makadish a woman using an item which is invested with Kedusha, sanctity? So really we have three separate cases with three separate halachas. The first case is going to talk about if a person uses sacrificial meat, meaning meat that is coming from an offering that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Then the second case will talk about Maaser Sheni and produce. And then the third will be talking about things which are invested in sanctity as Bedek HaBayis. They're assets that have been consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash. So the first case here, sacrificial meat, the idea is like this. We're talking from the context of a Kohen, and a Kohen will receive meat from a Korban if he worked that day in the Beis HaMikdash. So if we're talking of, there are two categories of sacrifices that are zvachim, that are animal sacrifices. Some are kadshe kadshim, the more sanctified, and some are kadshim kalim, the lesser sanctified. So kadshe kadshim would be things like a chatas or an asham, which basically the blood is applied to the mizbeach, and the emurim, certain parts of the innards of the animal, are offered and burned up. But most of the meat is eaten by the kohanim. It's only the male kohanim who can eat it, and it has to happen in the Azara, in the temple courtyard. Then you have a Kachim Kalim, which the meat could essentially go to the whoever brought the animal, like say, for example, a Shlamim or a Toda, the Bailim. But there are certain portions, specifically the Chazeh and Shok, the chest and the right hind leg, which goes to the Kohen. And the Kachim Kalim can be anywhere inside the walls of Jerusalem, so it's more lenient. The question is if a Kohen uses that meat, and we'll come back to what if a non-Kohen uses his portions of Kachim Kalim in a moment, to try to be Makadish a woman. So the Mishnah here says that's not going to work. HaMakadish b'chelko, if the Kohen uses his portion of meat and gives it to a woman saying, Harat Makadish li with this meat, bein b'kachim kachim, bein b'kachim kalim, whether we're talking about kachim kachim, the more consecrated, sanctified meat, or kachim kalim, the lesser, Eina mukudeshes. It doesn't work. It simply won't work. And the reason why is because the status of meat that's from a sacrificial animal is called mamon gavoa. It's property of Hashem. And although the Kohen or the person, the Bailam who brings the meat is allowed to eat it, that's only his only right. You know, it's God's food, if you will, but God gives the right, like is inviting almost like for a guest to his table, for these people to eat God's meat. And that being the case, it doesn't belong to the person who's trying to use it to sanctify the woman, and therefore it can't be considered his mamon, and therefore she is not going to be mekudeshes. So our mission here is talking about a Kohen, but the same will be true for a non-Kohen, meaning if a person brings a shlamim and he gets sacrificial meat, even though he's allowed to eat it in the walls of Jerusalem, if he gives it to a woman and tries to be mekudesh with it, she won't be mekudeshes because it's not his meat, it's just he's allowed to eat from Mamon Gaboa, from, you know, God's meat, so to speak. That's the first case. Now, the second case is Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is that second tithe in the seven-year agricultural cycle in Israel. So in years 1, 2, 4, and 5, out of those seven, those 4 years out of the seven, and there's an obligation to take a second tithe. The first tithe goes to the Levi, but there's a second tithe which a person takes from 10% of what's left over after giving the other things, which he is required to take to Jerusalem and eat in within the walls of Yerushalayim. It's invested with some level of sanctity. There's another option that he could, if it's too much for him to bring it up physically, he could redeem the sanctity of the Maaser Sheni produce onto a coin and bring the coins to Jerusalem and use the money to purchase foodstuffs over there. So the question is, what if a person, it gives his Maaser, you know, he's sitting in Beit Shemesh, and he gives a woman this you know, this wine. He says, be mekudeshet with his wine, and the wine is Maaser Sheni wine, which really has to be eaten or drunk in Jerusalem, or redeemed, and then the money brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten over there. So will that work? So the Mishnah says, but Maaser Sheni, so bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid, it doesn't matter, shogeg, which would mean that the woman doesn't know what she's getting, and mezid means she doesn't know what she's getting. In other words, shogeg usually means by accident, but here it means that she didn't understand this was invested with the sanctity and therefore the requirement of being brought to Jerusalem. So says the Reb Meir, it doesn't matter if it's a shogeg or a mezid, lo kidesh, she's just not mekudeshes. And the reason why is because Reb Meir holds that similarly to sacrificial meat, Maaser Sheni is invested with a sanctity which makes it Mamon Gavoa. It's really God's produce, so to speak, which a person is to bring to Yerushalayim. But he is given the opportunity to, so to speak, eat from God's table, not just with the sacrificial meat, but also with the other produce that was given to him in years 1, 2, 4, 5 as Maaser Sheni. It's God's food, but he gets to eat it at God's table, so to speak, up in Jerusalem. And that being the case, since it's not his, it really belongs to Hashem. So therefore, there's no way for him to be Mekadosh a woman because it's not his money. And that's Reb Meir Shita, and Reb Meir learns it out from a pasuk, which basically says fairly explicitly that it indeed is Hashem's, because the pasuk says this is Vayikra Chav Zayin Pasuk Lamed 27:30, V'chol Maaser Haaretz Mizera Haaretz Mipri Haetz Lashem Hu. It's Lashem, it's to Hashem's, and he understands that means it's Hashem's property. Okay, that's Rav Meir Shita, and that will be the halacha actually. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Beshogeg Lo Kidesh. He says, if it's done b'shogig, which in this case, an unusual translation of shogig means it was an accident, meaning the woman accepted this produce not understanding it was a Maaser Sheni. And therefore, she didn't understand it would require her to bring it up to Jerusalem and eat it over there. She can't eat it now. Or maybe she has to redeem it onto a coin first, whatever the story is. So she didn't know it. And therefore, it's called a mekach tos. You know, she was kedushay tos. She didn't understand what she was getting. So it's a mistake. Therefore, she's not... She was like married under false pretenses, so to speak, and therefore it's not binding. So b'shogeg lo kidesh, it won't work. But b'mezid kidesh, if she understands what she's doing, she says, okay, I'm agreeable to take my sersheni, I'll just bring it to Jerusalem, or I'll deem it a coin and then drink it here, whatever the story is, or eat it here. So then kidesh, she is mukudeshes, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that my sersheni, while invested with some level of sanctity, is still mamon bailim. It actually belongs to the owner of the Maaser Sheni. That being the case, as long as the woman understands what she's getting herself into, so she is Mekudeshes because she gets to own the produce. And although it's Machlokas, like I said, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, if Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa or Mamon Hediot, if it belongs to Hashem or belongs to the owner of it, the halacha is, like Rabbi Meir, that it's, we paskin, the Rambam paskins, that it's Mamon Gavoa, and therefore you can't be Mekadosh a woman with it. Okay, the third case is Uva Hektish. Now, Hektish here means things that are called Hektish for Bedek Abaya. So if a person consecrates something that isn't going to go on the Mizbeach, he just says, you know, he has a nice pen, and he says, I want to consecrate this, I'm Makdish it, and give it to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's the Beis HaMikdash's pen. Okay, invested with the Kedusha, has to go to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash ultimately either could use the pen if it needs it for its guest book, or could, you know, sell it in its gift shop to get money to, you know, pay for other things that go on the Beis HaMikdash. And if that would happen, so then the pen being sold by the Beis HaMikdash would be essentially deconsecrated, and the Kedusha would then go onto the money, and whoever bought the pen could use the pen as deconsecrated. So the question is, if I'm Makdish a pen first, now it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and then I take that pen and I give it to a woman and say, you're Mekudeshes with this pen. Now obviously that's a no-no because it's not my pen to use anymore. I've given it to the Beis HaMikdash. However, there is a halacha called... if a person would do that, so then it would be deconsecrated. And once it's deconsecrated, so then whenever you misappropriate Hektish and you use it for your own purposes, so it does get deconsecrated. The Torah prohibits that, and there's actually a portion of the Torah called Me'ila. If a person, under certain circumstances, and uses Hektish for his own purposes, so then... besides for deconsecrating it, he has to make restitution by giving a replacement to the Beis HaMikdash, adding an extra chomesh penalty, like 25% penalty. And there's also an asham me'ilos, there's a korban to be brought under certain circumstances. So the point is, it can be deconsecrated if you use it. And therefore, if a person would use the hektish, you know, this consecrated pen to marry a woman, it's going to become deconsecrated under certain circumstances. So the question is, is she now Mekudeshes? So the Mishnah says like this. Again, Machlokas, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, although this time the halacha will ultimately be like Reb Yehuda. It says, but uva hektish. If a person gives a woman hektish to consecrate, to marry her, to be Mekadesh her, b'mezid, if he does it on purpose, that means he and she both understand this is hektish, and they say, okay, so we'll just use this pen and deconsecrate it, using it to be Mekadesh the woman, and she'll accept it. So then... Kidesh, she is consecrated because according to Rabbi Meir, that would deconsecrate the pen, and although they're being a bad boy and girl by using, so to speak, God's pen in the Hekdesh, excuse me, in the Kedushin process, but bottom line is, now she became the owner of a Chulin pen that got deconsecrated. They might have done an Avera, but the point is she's now married. Uva Shogeg, however, if it was done inadvertently, meaning that she didn't know or that what she was getting, or for that matter, he didn't know what he was doing, so then Lo Kiddush, it wouldn't work. And the reason why is because, once again, this is in a situation of Kedushin B'taos, it's a mistake. They wouldn't have used this pen if they'd have known that they were deconsecrating, and therefore they wouldn't mean to do it. Therefore, it's, you know, they wouldn't be agreeable. And since she didn't understand, she wouldn't agree, or he wouldn't agree to do it, it's called a taos, and therefore not binding. That is Reb Meir Shita. But the point is that Rabbi Meir holds that if he would use it, it would deconsecrate the pen, because whether you're doing it intentionally, b'mezid, or inadvertently, b'shogeg, if you use it for your personal purposes, it deconsecrates. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shogeg kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, when it comes to me'ila, when it comes to deconsecration of and misappropriation of hekdesh property, so if you do it b'shogeg, if you do it inadvertently, you didn't realize what you're doing, so then the rule is it is deconsecrated. Accidents happen. The Torah has a prescription which says, don't let accidents happen to the best you can. And if you do, it's deconsecrated, you misappropriated the sanctified funds, you have to repay it with the Chomesh and bring your Korban Me'ila. Fine. And therefore, the bottom line is, it's deconsecrated, so the woman is going to be now receiving something which is deconsecrated. She gets the pen, it's got value, and she becomes Mekudeshes. But B'mezid Lo Kiddush, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you only can deconsecrate Hekdesh like that if you do it on accident. If you do it on purpose, then like this parsha doesn't play itself out. If you try to use Hekdesh intentionally for your own personal purposes, that's a no-no, but it doesn't get deconsecrated. So that being the case, if he knows what he's doing and she knows what she's doing and he gives her the pen that's Hekdesh, so it stays Hekdesh. And that being the case, she, of course, is not Mukadeshes, because it remains Mamon Gavo, it remains the property of Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's impossible to use such a thing to Mekadesh a woman. In this case, the Lach is like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that if you did it B'shogeg, it would be Mekadesher, because it would deconsecrate, but if you tried to do it B'mezid, since it doesn't get deconsecrated, she isn't Mukadeshes.